I've got no idea which one this is.
We didn't mention specifically to see. Take a guess.
It's 36, episode? Isn't it?
No.
37?
No.
38?
Yeah, 38.
Have we done 38?
It's done 38.
We are close to the 40th birthday of Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast.
A good time to quit.
I would say. You've said that every single episode.
I know. It's quite good fun doing it. I actually enjoy listening back to them.
I know you never do.
I listen to the podcast sometimes.
Yeah.
When I've got free time.
When was the last time? Episode 1.
Episode 1 was a good one. That was my favourite. I knew we wouldn't be able to top it, so I've never listened back.
Well, welcome to this week's Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast. How long is this one? Because I was off for 2 days this week.
Yeah, it's a bit shorter than normal. Right.
Okay.
I will say, if you're listening, keep your expectations very, very low, because Robin was off Monday, Tuesday, so we're only working with 3 days worth of shows here, so it's not our best work.
We have put in a 10-minute segment, though.
Well, we're hoping it's going to last 10 minutes. We've not done it yet.
Oh, no, we've got another 10-minute segment. Segment from the show.
Oh,
we
okay.
have our Who Wants to Be a Pure on Air quiz is included because we're that.
That
light
does
on
go
content.
On a bit, just so you know.
That's just to make
it's
up the
of,
time.
So your intern Gary bit in the middle this week is all about Avicii.
Yes,
intern Gary claims to be the biggest Avicii fan of anyone that ever lived. So we're going to put him to the test and play the start of a song. It's kind of like a beat the intro, but with Avicii.
Yeah.
When you're on Spotify, I was 0.001% of his top listeners, which I figured out is like the top 2,000 or something.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, how many has he got?
Well, if you take it on Spotify, it says how many monthly listeners. I think at that point it was about 26 million monthly listeners. 0.01.
How much do you listen to Avicii on your sleep?
Technically, it should be more because I listen to a live album, but that's on Apple Music, so it doesn't count towards my Spotify stats.
Do you remember when he died and they had that huge outpouring of grief in the centre of Stockholm, wasn't it? It was unbelievable.
To be fair, it was very sad. He was so young.
It was like, you know, when they do the Christmas trees at IKEA at Christmas time.
Gosh, I don't like
IKEA.
Going with
this.
And you know how big that queue is. It was more than that.
Yeah.
Did you just compare Avicii's death to the queue for Christmas trees at IKEA?
I meant it in the best possible way.
Yeah, well, again, it's two massive Swedish things, isn't it? So,
to continue with our decorum, I think it's only right and fitting. Because sad news this week that Paul O'Grady passed away.
I'm actually so upset about this.
I was shocked.
I grew up watching Paul O'Grady's show. It was every Monday to Thursday, like 5 until 6 or 6 until 7, something
with,
like that.
With Buster, the dog.
Oh, and I feel like a part of my childhood has been ripped out with Paul O'Grady passing. It's so sad.
Remember the Queen passed, Alana, nothing.
I was sad.
Not even a tear.
Yeah.
Paul O'Grady, I can't stop crying. He is, though, like a national treasure.
Yeah, he is. And I was one of the first people in the UK to do a TV interview with his alter ego, Lily Savage. RuPaul's Drag Race owes everything to Paul O'Grady because he was first. And that was a long time ago when opinions were completely different. I thought we'd do a minute silence for Paul O'Grady at the beginning of the podcast. And then I thought, let's take it to the next level and let's do a minute of appreciation. But instead of applause, we're going to do a minute of dog barking.
It's probably what we'd have wanted.
This is what he would have wanted. Let's remember Paul O'Grady. There's still 47 seconds of this to go.
We're not finished yet, Robin. Can you see it to the end?
I think it's a bit much. Oh, what? That's a dodgy edit. 30 seconds to go. Oh, they just stopped halfway through. This is stupid.
It's a dramatic pause, Robin.
Pause. Is that P-A-W?
Exactly, with a W.
Okay, I think that's enough. It's enough of that.
Jesus.
I actually think Paul O'Grady would find that amazing.
Honestly,
an amazing sense of humour.
It's a nice way to do an ode to Paul O'Grady.
Oh my God, they had a minute's applause with these dogs. It was brilliant.
It would have been better if we could get the dogs in the studio, but it's not allowed, apparently.
Anyway, God bless you, Paul O'Grady. Thanks for the laughs. Shall we start the podcast?
I think we should.
Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast, Season 2.
I think we've got to press this button. question, because this now has become the unofficial anthem of Scotland after a 2-0 win against Spain. Guys, you didn't mention it. I'm like, when are they going to talk about the football? Nothing.
We wanted you to reveal the big moment.
All right, just in case it spoiled it for anyone who hadn't seen the game.
Maybe people were waiting to watch it catch up tonight. We weren't too sure if we could mention it or not.
Well, speaking of holidays, intern Gary is already looking to take some time off next year.
I've booked off the 14th of June to the 14th of July.
So he wants to go to Germany.
2024.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Is that something to do with the football?
Yeah, it's the Euros. Yeah.
It's the Euros.
Is that how long it takes?
Yes.
This is what happened the last time.
Exactly.
And was it the World Cup? We had to wait like 9 months and then we lost.
You're intern, Gary. You can do what you like. That means that, it just means that you're not full time. So you can take as much time off as you want.
Perfect.
You won't get paid for it, but you can take
That's all right.
So let us know.
And then obviously you'll have a replacement that will come in and they could be better.
Intern Harry.
That's what happens when you take time off.
I'm
just waiting for all the messages to come in. Oh, good to have you back. But Lynn was brilliant.
Funny time.
Hello.
Hey, Margaret. Good morning. Robin Galloway at Pure Radio. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Margaret. We're laughing because you kind of hinted as to what happened and why you might be getting a Pure Fanny of the Week mug.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened, Margaret? Talk us through it. Take us with you. Let's
join the journey of Margaret.
Let's go back to that very day. What happened?
Okay, well, I'd seen in the paper a death notice for a friend that I grew up with, basically. And I had the day and the time of a funeral, so I got time off work, and I shouldn't be laughing, but I went away, and I came home, and I got changed, and I went away along to the funeral, and I thought it was a few minutes early, but there was nobody sort of waiting outside as they usually are, and I thought, oh, well, okay. So I just went to the door, and there was two guys tidying up, and I said, oh, and he said, are you going in? And I said, has it already started? Am I too late? And he went, no, you'll be fine. So he opened the door for me, and I went in, and there was a chair just right at the door, so I thought, I'm just going to sit here and not sort of wander down and look for somebody. So I sat down, and I was having a wee look around, and I thought, I can't see anybody that I know. Why is there nobody here? And I thought, oh, they'll all be up at the front, you know, all our family and stuff, they'll be up at the front. So it was when the service actually started, I thought, he is not talking about the same person. He was talking about her husband, and I thought, she wasn't even married. And talking about all her kids, and I thought, she only had two kids, and I thought, what's going on here? And then I suddenly realised, I think I'm at the wrong funeral. Well, can you do anything? I just had to sit there and listen to the whole service. Yeah. Oh, how am I going to get out? Because everybody goes down and says, you know, sorry for your loss and whatever. Yeah. I can't even say that because I didn't know the woman. So I managed to sneak out the back door and walk around, and I seen everybody coming out of the side door. So I just kind of sneaked away, and when I went home, I got the paper that the death notice had been in. I went in my paper bin and raked it out, and it said, like, an hour before this was there.
Oh, no.
My God, I definitely was at the wrong funeral.
Oh my God.
Have you ever told the family members of the funeral you were supposed to attend, or are you just leaving it?
No,
I haven't told. That's why I'm not saying any names or anything.
Say nothing. Say nothing.
From that family.
Well, you attended one funeral, so you did do a bit. Yeah. Just not the right one.
Yeah, I did go to somebody's, but I don't know who she was.
you were in the right, well, you were in the wrong place, I was going to say.
Your heart was in the right place.
You were in the wrong place.
The right place at the wrong time.
Yeah. Well, look, let's put this through the fannyometer and see where we go. And this is going up quite quickly, Margaret. I think
this is going to
be an award for the mug.
Funny time.
Hey!
That's what
story.
You want. Congratulations, you're this week's Fanny of the Week. Brilliant. And you'll get the mug. It'll be with you very soon. You've got one more thing to do, though. You've got to say those words.
I am a pure fanny.
Yay!
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast season 2. If this gets a third season, I'm off.
Pure Radio.
Oh, sorry, we're here. Don't worry. It's all good. Alana just asked me when I'm going on holiday there. And I had to check.
You're very
16
excited.
Days to go. Looking forward
How long
to
are
it.
You off for? 2 weeks?
Yep, I am.
And you're leaving the show in the fine hands of Lynn Hogan.
Yes, Lynn will be here.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know, because I didn't hear any of the Monday or Tuesday shows.
That was difficult, though, because Lynn was from home.
She was, yeah, because...
It's a different kind of show.
Her son had chicken pox.
Yes.
That was the reason.
Car issues as well.
Car issues and chicken pox. We thought,
it's not a good combo.
Why don't you just do it from home? Yeah, that's right. It was all right, though. You enjoyed that, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I had a good time. It's always fun when Lynn's on, because she's...
So like a supply teacher?
Yes, but not in the bad way with a supply teacher.
What's your... She does an impression, doesn't she? You do an impression of her. What did she always say?
Hi, my darling. How are you? It's Lynn Hogan
what
here.
You missed is intern Gary started to get into this.
No, Alana. Let's get this right, okay? I did not get involved, okay? I was just...
He was doing that.
Osmosis, I was getting joined in with you guys because you're going, oh, my darling, all the time.
He kept doing it on Tuesday.
That's very good,
that
by the way.
That doesn't sound like
it's not really the impression that Lynn does.
No.
I like that you're getting involved. I like the enthusiasm. That's the most important thing.
I would like Lynn...
Nice
me and Lynn
him.
Have to stand next to each other and do the voice, and then I can show how accurate it is.
Completely okay. Different.
Well, I can't wait for that to happen.
Lynn, if you're listening, send in the voice note.
Oh, please do
it.
Look who's here. Fraser Thompson, who's normally with you between 1 and 4 with the FD 5 to 3. He is the greatest quiz master in Scottish quiz history.
Not going to argue.
And here he is.
I'll take it.
Standing before us with 10 questions. We may need your help.
You feeling good today?
The whole country's feeling good
today. I
suppose
that's a silly question. Yeah. Question number one. How many minutes of play are there in an American football match? And that's American football. I don't mean soccer.
You'll get this one.
4 50-minute quarters.
Four 50-minute quarters.
And there's
60 minutes.
Is that what it is? Yeah. I'm not good at math.
4 times 15, 60 minutes.
We're going 60?
Yeah. 1 hour. Yeah.
Good
start.
It goes on for days.
Yeah.
Question number two. In which decade did the Titanic sink?
The decade was
it the 20s?
No, it was 1912.
It was, yes.
Was it 1912?
Yeah. 7th of April, 1912, I believe.
I edited this down in case you didn't get it. It was meant to be which year, and you've absolutely nailed it.
Yeah.
Well done.
Fantastic. Okay, doing well, guys.
1912, indeed. Question number three. How many balls are on the table at the start of a normal game of pool? So, the normal rules.
Pool, not snooker.
Pool. Rums.
Well, is there not 8 balls?
Is it 8?
8 balls?
No.
You can play 8-ball pool, can't you?
Uh-huh.
Because the blacks...
Wait, because it goes... Because it's a triangle, so it's 1, 2, 3... Is it 4
is
at the bottom?
5 at the bottom. Oh,
5 at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... I think it's as much as 5 at the bottom,
is it? No,
I think it's
thinking outside the square. Or, in this case, triangle.
Inside the triangle.
Yeah. Have you counted the white?
She's run out of fingers.
Is the white count? Would that be...
Yeah, that's a ball.
Would you say 5 at the bottom?
I
thought it was 4.
Bottom,
so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
1, 2, 3, 4, then 3, then 2, then 1.
Is it not 4, then 3, then 2, then 1?
Can anybody help? Do we need any help?
We probably do.
No, it's all right.
So we don't want to be using a lifeline at this stage.
9, 12, 14, 15. Is it 16?
Are we going 16?
Is that right, though? So 5 plus 4 is 9.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Hopeless.
I keep losing count every time I'm doing this.
So you're basically doing 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, add it all up. So 5, 9,
9.
12, 14, 15, if you're counting
the
white.
And then the white, 16.
I'm not 100% sure, though.
Which would make sense, yeah, because everyone puts... I think you put 7 balls and you've got to put the 8, which is a black.
Yeah, put that last.
So, yeah.
16?
16. Is
Seems
that what you're
agreeing
on? No,
wait,
that's right.
Does each player not have 8 each, though? If you think about it, or
no, so it's bots and straights.
So it will be 16 then, won't
yeah.
it?
Because
okay,
it'll be,
so eight of each.
Because it'll be seven, and then there's 1 8, and then there's one white, so 16.
Final answer 16.
Locked in.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great.
Thank God.
Well done, guys. Well done. Well thought out.
You might need some help on this one, to be honest, if we've got any ex-service people listening. In the army, which rank comes between lieutenant and major?
Lieutenant.
Corporal? No.
General?
That's corporal first.
No, do you know how I know this?
Sergeant major.
I watched Lawrence of Arabia last
night. So you did.
It paid
and
off.
He went from, he got made major, and then he went colonel at the end, and he was lieutenant at the start. So it's lieutenant is between... Was it between...
It's between lieutenant and major.
Oh.
Between lieutenant
so
and
colonel.
Major.
No, colonel's the top.
No, it's above that.
General?
No, general.
Major general?
We need help on this
one.
What a terrible question.
Between lieutenant and...
Any of the presenters be able to help on this, or any listeners?
I think this is a listener one. 03450661000 is our number.
You can swap out the question.
One more time, sorry. So between...
Lieutenant and major.
Between lieutenant... Is it not go lieutenant
general,
lieutenant?
General, I think.
Because lieutenant and lieutenant's different, isn't it?
No, it's just Americans.
Is it? Oh, okay.
What are we going to do then? Are we going to switch out the question? Are we going to try and call a presenter? We're not getting any listeners through. No. It's a difficult
one. No military experts out there. Anybody help?
I think we should skip this question.
Yeah.
Can we swap the question?
Hold on.
Someone's phoning us.
Have we? Use this one, yeah?
Yeah, let's go. All right, could be anyone. Yes, good morning. I'm a retired brigadier.
That's what you want.
Brigadier, is it brigadier? Hello, Pure Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
It's William.
Hi, William.
Captain is your answer.
Is it Captain? Captain, we're going.
We're going to go Captain.
Are we happy to lock that in?
I'm happy to lock that in, I trust him.
William, thank you for that. We're going Captain.
It's correct.
It's the correct answer.
Yes.
Amazing.
Nobody had even mentioned that word until William came on.
Fantastic.
Thank goodness for William.
Thank you very much, William. Okay, we're in with that. All right.
What question are we on
so
to now?
That's question number five, so we can take a little break after this.
Okay. If we get it.
And we didn't need to swap it. Which invention made it necessary for English towns and cities to introduce a nationwide standard time instead of local time?
Which invention?
I know this.
The clock.
I've heard this before. Trains.
Trains.
I believe it's trains.
That would make sense because the railways were first.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, if you're going to be travelling across the country, but then would that make sense? Could you travel from?
Yeah, I believe it was. What happened is they needed consistency and travelling time, so you're not going because everyone had different local times, so they've made it standard Greenwich Mean Time because of
There were local times throughout England.
Well, yeah, because they weren't. This is way back in the day. They weren't communicating with each other as to what.
It's 2 o'clock in Cheshire, but here in Berkshire it's 9 o'clock.
I think it was only off by a couple of minutes.
All right, okay.
I want to say it's the trains.
So he's.
Do we want to take? I honestly have no idea.
I don't know.
Are you really confident?
That's just.
I mean, you sound confident.
How confident are you?
I'd say I'm like 95% sure.
Do we want to take the risk?
We're locking in trains.
All of those hours of watching Michael Portillo have paid off.
It's
correct.
Oh,
yeah. Wow, that's good.
You know some random stuff,
Gary. I don't know who Michael Portillo is.
We're at question six now.
Adult dogs have how many teeth? And I do have options for you.
Can we have the options, please?
Yes, 32, 42 or 52.
Paul the Arbroath dog trainer listens to the show every single day.
So we're going to go Paul the Arbroath dog trainer.
Give intern Gary the number over here because we can't read it out. If not, we're just going to have to guess. Let's just
swap a question.
Oh, God, we'll be here till doomsday.
Paul?
Paul?
Yeah?
Paul, Robin Galloway, Pure Radio, Alana here, intern Gary as well. We're right in the middle of Who Wants to be a Pure on Air, and a dog question has come up.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so on you go, Fraser.
Adult dogs have how many teeth? 32, 42 or 52?
No. See, he trains dogs, he's not. What do you think?
52.
Are you confident on that or is that a guess?
Fairly confident.
Okay.
All right, okay. Thank you, Paul. Confident. Sorry to disturb you. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Paul.
All right.
It's 42.
Disaster.
He's still there.
Hi, Paul.
Oh,
yeah. He's poised back.
I'm still here.
Don't worry. It's all good. You're a very good dog trainer. Just don't go to.
Thank you very much.
Just don't go to Paul with problems with the teeth. All right, pal. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Paul.
You very much.
Very bad.
Must try harder, or I must try easier.
Yes.
Welcome to Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast.
A podcast.
Hey, fuck me. I don't know what's happened to me, but I seem to be all fucking American all of a sudden.
Donald Trump, to be exact.
Yes, you know, I'll tell you what. It's a great podcast. I love it. It's one of the best ones. Intern Gary, he's great. He's truly a great intern. He really is. It's time for you a bit in the middle.
Yes. I didn't actually plan this one. Alana planned this one.
So, yes, we're going to put intern Gary to the test because apparently he is the biggest Avicii fan, which, to be fair, I don't really know anyone else that loves Avicii as much as you.
R.I.P.
So
Avicii.
I appreciate Avicii. Avicii. Is that the Avicii? I like that Avicii. He's ever good, Ken.
The Levels, that song's very, very good.
Levels is brilliant.
So what I've got here is Avicii's entire playlist, and I'm going to click on the song, and you have to name the song as fast as you can.
Okay, yeah, I think I could do that.
You ready?
Okay, well, if there's any of these we don't know, we'll just have to take your word for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go.
Oh, Wake Me Up. Easy.
Easy. One out of one.
Yeah. You Make Me.
Very good.
Heart Upon My Sleeve.
Well done.
It's amazing.
I know this one.
That was City Lights.
That one. Pure Grinding.
Okay.
Pure Grinding.
Pure Grinding, yeah.
Okay.
Ain't a Thing.
Well done.
Hey Brother. Is that the Avicii by Avicii
version? That is, yes.
Hey Brother. It's a good song. I've heard that for ages.
The Days.
Well done.
My Feelings for You.
I guess something we wouldn't play on Pure Radio.
This is good.
Heaven.
Jeez. Well, do you listen to anyone else apart from Avicii?
No, not
because
often.
You didn't know who Beyonce was, but you know every single Avicii
yeah,
song.
That's kind of weird.
What's going on here?
A lot of them were pretty much on the first note as well, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Long Road to Hell.
Can't fault it.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Is there any artist that you know that many songs to that you could do that to? Because I think for me, like, I have people that I love, but I don't listen like you do, Enter Gary, to the same person over and over again. That
mastermind.
Is there anyone that I could try you with, subject? Robin?
You could try me with Beatles.
Beatles. Okay. Right, okay.
Possibly.
This is like a mastermind.
Okay. It's quite a good game.
Specialist.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Christ, Let It Be.
Well done. Yeah.
Blackbird.
Yep.
It's Come Together. What is it? It's to the wall.
I'm gonna have to stop you. You've got to hide your love away.
Damn it.
Wait, one more.
Twist and Shout.
Very good.
Keep going.
Good.
Keep
okay.
going. Obla de obla da.
Impressed.
Hey Jude. Brilliant.
Well, the Beatles Brilliant. Got me on that one.
God, what was this one called again?
Alana, what about you? Who could you do that with?
Maybe Beyonce.
Do you want to try Beyonce?
Go for it.
Do you want to try Beyonce? We could actually do this with the listeners on the show, so they have to pick their specialist subject. So it would be the artist that they
it's
want.
It's quite a good idea, actually.
We go through it.
What would we call it?
Pop Master. Oh no, that's been done.
Crazy in Love.
Yeah. I'll have to now start getting a deep dive here on Beyonce.
Oh gosh. Oh, Drunk in Love.
Wow. Yep.
Oh, smack it in the air. Oh. Oh, I can't think.
You've not got one. 7-Eleven.
Oh yeah.
That's on Renaissance, isn't it?
This is another Renaissance one, isn't it?
Can't tell you.
Is it Move Out the Way?
It's got Move.
Our newer album I'm not as familiar with, so maybe stay away from that one. If I Were a Boy.
Beyonce's done it as well.
Yeah, I think this is a good
That's
game to
good.
Play on air with people.
Yeah.
Oh, Bootylicious.
Yeah, technically not a Beyonce one.
Destiny's Child.
We'll give you that.
Oh, that was good though.
We'll give you that Spotify.
Okay, that fills a hole in the podcast, so that was quite good.
Was that about 10 minutes or so? Maybe just less, 8 minutes.
So, yeah.
8 minutes.
Anything else anyone wants to do before we move on?
I was going to say, I could have probably given you all the album titles as well for the Avicii songs.
No one likes a smart arse.
Yeah, his first album.
Next week we're going to do the same one, but you have to give us all your answers in Swedish.
No, actually, let's put you to the test and let's do a Rihanna test for you next week.
I'm not a big Rihanna fan.
You'll have to learn all of her songs.
Oh, right, okay.
Do your research.
Okay, back to the podcast.
Let's go back to it.
Robin Galloway still takes on a podcast. Sadly.
Brian Cox, the physicist, and he was in D-Ream. He was the keyboard player in the song Things Can Only Get Better. You didn't know
I had no idea. I just knew him as the geeky physicist who loved the stars.
This story came to light about a month ago that both Brian Coxes were staying in the same hotel.
No way.
And one was booked in and the other one tried to book in, and the receptionist said, I'm really sorry, I can't book you in because the computer system will only allow one Brian Cox in. And he had to change his name to Brian Cox 2 or something. That was the only way that he could get
in. Gosh, you'd be gutted to be the second Brian Cox.
Yeah. I hope it was the physicist one. What do you mean I can't get in? What a shame.
Where don't get into stay? Impressions, Anton Gary.
No, because he always talks.
Is that really how he sounds?
Yeah.
How does Lynn sound?
Ah, my darling, how are we doing? It's Lynn Hogan here on Pure Radio. We've got a song coming up here soon.
Yeah.
What would happen if Professor Brian Cox met Lynn Hogan? How would that go?
Oh, hello, my darling. How's your physics stuff?
Oh, thank you. I love your show. It's great. You're a star. You're so far away, but you're so here at the same time.
Oh, thank you, my darling. I'll play a song for you next. What would you like to hear?
Wait, I thought that was you. That's brilliant. I'm
giving you the full-time position.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Great impressions.
Alana's just finishing off a handful of nuts, so she's unable to speak at this second.
I just need a little bit of energy. Do you ever get that? You can't go on unless you eat.
So you're having nuts?
Nuts give you energy, do they?
Yes, they do.
Oh, do they?
That's a source of protein and energy.
Never heard of that before.
I had a Boost energy bar outside.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was really good, actually, yeah.
Nice. Has he been having his Cocoa Pops early doors? Or?
He had his Cocoa Pops once.
Right.
It was yesterday morning, because I wondered why he didn't join me in the studio for so long, and then he said to me he was having his Cocoa Pops because obviously he likes to have them in peace, which is fair. I guess.
Did you wind him afterwards?
Come on.
The issue I have just now is the front door to the building is still broken.
Oh, what the heck? What is going on with that bloody door?
Apparently,
with
there's
DC Thompson. Don't mess with us.
Apparently a lot of
sue your ass.
There's a lot of drama. Actually, we could get a feature from it. Building manager Caroline is having an absolute nightmare
with it.
Well,
building manager Caroline is the nicest person and most helpful person on earth, bar none. And if she's getting stressed out about it, then it must be bad.
She can get sassy if she wants to. She's good. Giving the guys it back.
Yeah. I think it's they're not going to cover it under warranty.
What?
And then they're not going to send someone out to fix it. I don't know. It's a big hullabaloo.
It's a drama.
But it's been like a week now we've been waiting. And of course, Alana, I gave you the key because I knew it was off for a couple
of days. I think I'll give intern Gary the key because you're always here first.
That is true, actually, yeah.
I don't think we're allowed to give an intern the key.
Ah, it's not in there.
I need to check the T's and C's. Oh, sorry, the keys and C's.
Normally I'm here nice and early, and I come up, I have my Cocoa Pops before you've even turned up to
the
office.
Do you have them in the car ever?
Well, no, because I don't have any milk in the car.
Well, just keep some in there. Still
so now I have to sit outside and wait till you guys turn up so I can get into the building, and then I don't like eating my Cocoa Pops in front of you.
You know, you could go into the corner of, there's a big office out there, and go into the boardroom and eat your Cocoa Pops.
Would you like us to build a Cocoa Pop corner in the studio?
Hey, stay out of there, that's Gary's Cocoa Pop corner.
Well, no, because it's all right, because
that would be like someone off CBeebies, wouldn't it? You know, where's the intern Gary today? Oh, look, he's in the Cocoa Pop corner.
Hello, everyone.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Proof that while anyone can do a podcast, not everyone should do a podcast.
Pure Radio.
2399.
Mr. McGlinchey.
Who wants to know?
Mr. McGlinchey, it's Hugh Stevens here from Glasgow Housing.
Oh, what the f*** do you want? I'm sick to death at Glasgow f***ing housing. F*** off.
Yeah, I would remind you to watch your language, Mr. McGlinchey, please.
F*** off, I'm sick of you. What do you want?
Mr. McGlinchey, I'm phoning on 2 points here. First of all, we are getting sick and tired of your attitude, the way that you phone this office and bombard it with complaints and ridiculous requests.
What? You? Listen, you, get off this f***ing phone, right? I'm no f***ing hearing what you're f***ing saying, right? Glasgow Housing, you're a bunch of f***ers. You phone me up, you send me bills, you're giving me s***. Now f*** off.
Mr. McGlinchey, just hold on a minute, please. Now, there's 2 points on this. You owe us money for rent going back now 2.5 years.
I'm owe you f*** all 2.5 years, man.
Mr. McGlinchey, now, I'm warning you. You face eviction if you don't start to pay your rent arrears.
F***ing to evict me then. I swear to you.
Mr. Briglitchy, we are here to help.
You've been sending me bills to pay for a light that's in a close that I didn't even use. And you're asking me to pay for this. It's not going to happen.
Mr. McGlinchey, that light is there to add security to your well-being.
If I didn't use the close, it's hardly going to f***ing help me, is it?
Mr. McGlinchey, the other reason that I'm phoning you today is to talk once again with you about improving your security and safety in the tenement.
What?
We have developed what is called a NED alarm.
A what?
A NED alarm.
What?
No, just hear me out. Hear me out. It's something that they're using in America. And how it works is when a non-educated delinquent is in the area, the shell suit that the NED is wearing and the Teflon coating that the shell suit is made out of acts with a laser device within the alarm and sets off an audible alarm in your home.
Oh, get the f*** off.
Mr. McGlinchey, hear me out. I can let you have a listen to the NED alarm just now, but you can just depict yourself here that you're in your house and an undesirable is detected in the area. You will hear ha ha ha, ha ha ha, ha ha ha. Now, can you imagine how secure and safe you will feel when you hear the NED alarm going off?
Ha ha ha, ha ha ha, ha ha ha.
Instantly, you know that an undesirable is in the area.
Ha ha ha, what? And how much is this NED alarm going to cost me?
The NED alarm is available to have in your house for the princely sum of just £40 per month.
Oh, get the f***.
So, what's happening?
So, similar to, you know how we do Facebook community news?
I do.
Where some drama goes on in a Facebook community,
yeah,
and we talk about it. We have that as a community, but this is the Glasgow Airport Plane Spotters page. There's been some drama.
Because we should probably say that intern Gary, you are a plane spotter, aren't you?
Yeah, I've not been for a while, but I like to go to the airport with my friend and we watch the planes and it's like, why?
You didn't tell me you actually went to the airport. Yeah. I didn't know about this.
Yeah, but go to the airport. See you during the summer as well. It's really good, like 8 o'clock on a summer night. It's nice and bright, mild, just sit and watch the planes coming in and going out.
Right, so you on that bit of software, is it Flight 24?
Flight Radar 24,
Flight Radar,
yeah.
24.
It's also part of the Facebook page, which we found out yesterday.
Yes. So there was some drama that was going down. As we know, on Sunday,
A380 returned.
A380 returned. It looks beautiful, by the way. Me, McCully and Rebecca saw it from the balcony.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday, was it?
Monday, yeah.
Yeah.
On a clear day.
Yeah. Yes.
Did it still look quite big from here?
Oh, it looked big. I was good looking at Alana there, but she stayed inside. She couldn't be bothered seeing
it. No, I imagine that.
But not as impressive seeing this magnificent beast coming across the sky.
Yeah, it looks like it floats.
Yeah. It's 507 seats.
Big plane.
Double decker.
Nightmare getting your baggage off, so you know.
Go have a look at it if you've not been yet.
Okay, so what have your fellow fans of the airline been saying?
So Paul in the group, he wasn't too impressed. He's asked, hands up if you weren't hyperventilating over the Emirates A380 today, to which some people took a bit of the hump to this. Someone replied saying, why are you in this group? Oh. Quite an admin this was. Quite a scathing reply, to which Paul says, come on, Tommy, I love the airport and the aircraft, but I've never seen such an overreaction to an aircraft that's already been in hundreds of times. Now, quite a valid point, I would say. But Tommy, he's taken this back to another level, and he's started bringing up COVID, and he's saying how, well, basically, it's a big thing for the airport, having all these planes going back since COVID, and that he obviously just doesn't appreciate that what happened at COVID, what the airport's had to go through. And this is going back and forth for quite a while, until Paul eventually seems that he's caused quite a lot of offence in this chat. But this has started a bit of a trend now. Whenever someone posts photos of an A380, people are now complaining about the plane, saying, oh, I'm fed up with this one. And it turns out people are getting so specific in it, they only care about the A380 if it's a new registration that they've not seen yet.
Oh, God.
So they're looking for specific types of the aircraft. So they're going, I don't care, it's the A380.
Gosh, it's kicking off.
This is one that's never come in before.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right.
So someone else then came in yesterday and asked, does anyone else wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is check if there's a special livery on the A380 coming in so they can go down and take a photo? To which people said, no, because I have a life. Which
oh,
kicked it
off shots again. Fired.
People bad. Saying, why are you here if you're not a fan of Bears?
Absolutely.
This is something people should be getting excited about. Yeah. And you're saying, you need to get a life.
Paul has left the group.
Paul, I don't know if Paul is still in the group or not, but he's certainly caused quite a bit of offence.
Yeah, he has.
That then got followed up a few hours later by just someone asking if there's any single plane spotters in the group.
Oh. No, that's abuse.
That's abuse.
Yeah. This is not Tinder.
So people are now looking for partners via the Glasgow Airport Spotters Group.
We could go and watch the planes together.
Yeah. The most scathing comment actually came from someone else who was talking about the A380. Someone said, go to the other airport down the road if you're not interested. Obviously referring to Prestwick.
Well, there wouldn't be an A380 coming in there, would there?
Well, no, but you actually get some better planes coming out of Prestwick.
Do you?
Yeah, a lot of military planes coming in.
Oh, Jesus.
But basically, it's all kind of kicking off in this group chat. It's quite enjoyable to watch. Just sit there and see every time.
Never mind
posts
the actual plane
spotting. Yeah, exactly.
It's just
I think I'd rather keep an eye on the group.
Much spotting, yeah.
Much more interesting. Robin Galloway
takes on a... you know what it is. You chose to listen. Why am I here?
Now, we're celebrating Scotland, but it's not all good news today because, sadly, Paul O'Grady has passed away.
Yeah.
Peacefully but unexpectedly in his sleep, his partner has said. And Alana is quite cut up about this.
I'm really upset about this. A lot of people aren't talking about it as much. It did just break this morning because everyone's talking about the football. But I literally grew up watching Paul O'Grady's chat show every single night religiously after school, and I'm really, really sad.
You were just plonked in front of the TV.
Yeah. I feel like it's part of my childhood has just been ripped out.
He was very good.
He's an absolute icon.
And he had an alter ego character called Lily Savage, which if you think RuPaul's Drag Race, but kind of 30 years before that, and that was the first that we saw of Paul O'Grady. Totally different character. Scouser. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, you know, hey Alana, how are you? What are you looking at? That kind of thing. Good. Really funny. And I interviewed Lily Savage when nobody knew who Lily Savage was. I'd no idea who she was. She was booked for a TV show. She was on as a guest. Really funny. Did some stand-up. And then afterwards, I saw this guy just kind of shuffling away out the building. And this was Paul O'Grady. But nobody knew him as that.
Did you not realise then that Lily Savage was Paul
O'Grady?
No, it
was quite a believable character.
Wow.
Although very over the
top. See, I didn't know about this character.
Yeah.
I've only ever known Paul O'Grady to do his chat show. And was it For the Love of Dogs as well?
That's right.
I watched a little bit of that, but it was mainly his chat show.
Listen, he was very good with people. Great interviewer, funny guy. And he just sadly signed up with another radio station because he'd left Radio 2. And he was going to be with them. I think he'd only signed it like about 6 weeks ago, if not less, to do some shows from home for them. So yeah, sad.
That is so sad.
Sad news.
So
yeah.
It was only 67 as well,
which is not old.
It was very young.
The guy whose funeral it was at, Michael, bless him, he was only 72.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I know.
This is a sad day.
I know. Okay.
Like what you did.
Alana's very upset.
She is. She's
actually am. I feel like people should be talking about this more.
The Queen died nothing.
It's an absolute legend.
Paul O'Grady's passed away. Oh,
so
devastated.
Alana said this. She was like, oh, but I just feel like people aren't talking about it enough. It happened during the night and you were up at, what, 4:30, 5:00 in the morning to come through here.
Breaking story.
Yeah, but everyone's asleep.
Well, we don't really do breaking stories.
But Paul O'Grady, come on.
Well, we'll mention him a few times.
Let's mention him every single time that we talk
this morning.
No, I
think that would be just a
little bit. We love you, Paul.
That would be way too much. Well, that was nice. No, that was
good. Nice, yeah.
That was a fitting tribute.
He's got his shout out. We can move on.
Yes. Okay.
It's, I'll miss you, Paul.
Thanks, Alana. Hello, Jim in Netherley, who was listening to the Pure Fanny of the Week. He did something similar. He went to a funeral at a church in Carmonic Road, waiting outside. Didn't see anyone I knew. An ex-colleague it was. A coach pulled up and again didn't recognise a soul. Phoned my wife. And it was a church in Castlemilk, part of Carmonic Road. I did the Dustin Hoffman graduate run and it was a church with a side entrance. So I had to creep in and sit at the back just in time for the priest to finish the service. Complete brass neck. Jim in Netherley. Well, I mean, he was still there.
It's one of those ones that's kind of awkward because people aren't in a laughy mood at a funeral for obvious reasons, so you can't even make a joke of it and be like, ha ha, I was at the wrong funeral, don't know the guy.
That one I went to the other day because Hayden, my daughter, was there and she flew back over for it because, as you know, she lives and works in Dubai. And I said, you know, when it's mine, I said, I will put a mobile phone inside the coffin and there will be like a knocking sound. I'm not dead yet. 100%.
Do you turn into old Mrs. Galloway when you die as well? I will be old Mrs. Galloway
inside there, yeah. Hello, Chief, it's me.
You probably shouldn't tell too many people because we're all going to know. It's just that joke.
I knew he was going to do that.
On the show, so damn predictable, even when he's dead.
Thanks, Alana.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Next week, Alana square goes Robin. She has finally had enough. Round one. Turn around, Alana, please.
Pure Radio.
It's Deep Fat Friday, we're frying random stuff.
It's Deep Fat Friday, we're frying random stuff.
What?
It's Deep Fat Friday, we're frying random stuff.
This time next week, it'll be Good Friday.
So we actually are deep frying a white chocolate cream egg, but we're also doing the caramel and the original just because we have them there, so why not?
Which one's going to come out best? We just don't know.
Currently, intern Gary has covered them in the batter. They're taking to the batter very, very well. Also, would you like some outdoor ambience?
Yes, I would. There we are. That's good. That's just for health and safety at DC Thompson, the owners of Pure Radio. They just need to know that we're outside, so we're outside. Okay, so intern Gary...
Listen to the birds.
Oh, let me turn this down. Is that intern Gary making a sound
no,
effect?
No, that's the birds on the balcony.
Okay, all right, whatever. So intern Gary, has the batter consistency?
Yeah, so it's quite a thick batter today, but that's kind of what you're wanting, just to we really want to soak these in batter because I think it's going to run off the chocolate egg quite quickly.
So time now to splosh them in. Let's go. Which one's that?
Absolutely no idea.
That was the white one.
White one's
Gary
in?
Gary just made that up.
Caramel one's in. And the normal one's in. They're all in now. And there they are. I'm just wondering if the caramel one will hold better because it's less creamy than the Cadbury's cream egg, if you know what I mean.
Potentially. They are holding very well just now, actually. We have
good.
Three little egg balls in the fryer and they're frying away. I'm thinking maybe a few minutes max. We don't want to overdo it and have the chocolate start pouring out, but also you want it to be crispy and not like a kind of chewy egg.
Pictures and videos up on our socials at Pure Radio Scotland. Deep frying Cadbury's cream eggs today.
It's Deep Fat Friday. We're frying random stuff.
Oh my god.
Wow. Is it okay?
Look at the inside of that. To be fair, it tastes good? Absolutely outstanding.
Does
just
it?
Just don't have it on a first date. It's right. Very, very,
you
very caramel messy.
In your teeth.
No wonder.
Okay, turn Gary.
I'm going to go for the white one. All the creams run out of this one as well.
It's a big bite.
Straight in there.
It's going to be very sickly.
Oh, look at it.
No, it's not.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all dripping off.
Wow, a big puddle on the plate now. That's really good, by the way. It still tastes like a cream egg.
I think it's one of those desserts. See, if you were to have that maybe in a bowl with some ice cream and then a spoon to eat it.
Marks out of 10, then.
Do you know, I think I would give that a 9 out of 10. It's very delicious.
For Alana and intern Gary.
I'm going to give an 8, purely because I feel like it's not taking the cream egg to the next level. It's kept it where it was.
So pretty decent marks for the Cadbury's cream egg on Deep Fat Friday.
Radio Wolf, do you remember him, the professional radio listener?
Oh yeah.
He's currently listening to the Robin Galloway Breakfast Show.
Oh, he's given us two thumbs ups as well, which is amazing.
So, is a thumbs up good or is that passive aggressive?
No, it's good.
I always think
that's the case.
Sends a thumbs up, it's like, yeah, okay.
Do you though?
Yeah. No? So if I was to text my dad, for example, and say like, oh, I'll come round for dinner next week, and he just sends a thumbs up, I feel like he's annoyed at me.
My mum sends a wee sort of, you know, the perfect one, like the circle fingers.
That's a good one.
Again, she quite passive aggressive.
Yeah. Is it?
I think so, yeah. Especially if someone on WhatsApp, you can obviously double tap a message and you can like it and react with an emoji.
Yeah.
See if you text someone something and they just reply with a thumbs up reaction. I think that's very passive aggressive.
What about the heart one?
A heart's okay. A heart's fine. I can take a heart, but
unless
there's just something about, could you imagine in real life you were to say something to me and I was just to reply nothing and just give you a big thumbs up?
I think that would be okay.
That's quite sarcastic.
Like, I've seen footballers score a goal and the crowd, and they give the thumbs up to the crowd. Definitely.
Yeah, but there's a difference between just one. It just seems very passive aggressive.
I've seen the crowd actually.
From now on.
I've seen the crowd giving different gestures to the footballers when they score something.
Oh yeah, so far.
Unfortunately, that's not available on Apple.
Depending on which end you're in, I guess. Yeah.
We regret to inform you that Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast has been cancelled. Yes, you dancer! Oh, wait a minute. This isn't to be used until 2024.
Pure Radio.
That's Sia Chandelier on Pure Radio Scotland. And we were just chatting about what we're doing at the weekend. And of course, Aussie girl Rebecca is coming round to Alana's tonight, and they're going to be swinging from the chandelier.
After a few drinks, you know what it's like on a Friday night, you get a little bit overexcited.
Yeah, and she's staying over, isn't she,
She's staying over because...
Yeah. It's a sleepover.
She lives very far away, so it would be too much to
ask Australia. She lives there. You can't expect her to go home to Australia.
It's too much for a taxi, very pricey.
Are you going to have, like, pillow fights and stuff as well?
Oh yeah, the classics. We'll be talking about boys, you know, hitting each other with the head with pillows, probably pinching each other's toes.
Speaking of boys, Kieran, your boyfriend, is also in tonight. He's not going out.
He's been
and
moved.
I said, well, what's he doing? He's staying upstairs.
He knows his place.
He's banished.
I think anyone that lives with their other half will know that if you have your friends over, obviously if it's a big group you can join in, but if it's just one friend, you want to sit and chat to your pal about things. You don't want them floating around, so he's banished to upstairs. There's a television up there and he's got his Xbox, so he's fine.
Will you take the precaution of locking him in?
Of course, I'll lock the door down. In
case he comes down like a child, like,
yeah.
Alana.
Yeah.
Back to your
room. Go to your room.
Thank you for listening to Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast. That's us done for another week. Sorry you had to sit through that.
Pure Radio.